Let's pick up Pat in Detroit. She broke her hip a couple of years ago, and she has some issues with the bone. Are you there, Pat?
Yes. Thank you so much for taking my call, Dr. Marshall.
My pleasure.
About 2 years ago, I fell and broke my hip.
Okay. What you're going to have to do here, how old a woman are you?
58.
Okay. And how much do you weigh?
135.
Okay. So, first of all, I really think we have enough understanding of the energetics of the body now with regard to the control of bone metabolism from kidney and parathyroid, that if you visit a QRA practitioner, they're going to be able to figure out what the body needs in order to get the nutrients in place so the body can rebuild, repair the bone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we can guess at it here on the air, but I don't recommend it. I recommend that you don't let the time go by where you might have more injuries and become less mobile. This, I think, is money well spent, but basically you're up against three, maybe four problems. First problem is digestion, okay? And so do you have any major scars from the forehead to the pubic bone on the front of the body?
Yes.
Okay, see, those are going to be interference fields that are sedating the normal energy, nerve and energy flow to the stomach, okay? So this is going to shut down healthy digestion. So the first thing we're going to need to do is have you take some stomach complex as a tea. And you do this before the meal. Just if you heard some of the other callers, you'll take two stomach complex, empty the caps in a cup, fill the cup with water at a high boil, stir it up, cover it for 10 minutes, drink it before you eat, okay? And now your stomach meridian's on, so now you can digest your food. Now, with the meal, you'll take two Quantum Digest, that's to get the pancreatic enzymes and pepsin, and then end of meal, you will take, at your weight and your age, you'll take maximum 3-HCL and one activator, maybe two at the most, and that's the end of the meal. So now, for the first time in maybe 10, 15, 20 years, you're digesting your food. Okay? Now you can start extracting the minerals from the food again. But often this is not going to do the job. Often there's a kidney issue or a parathyroid issue. So did you have babies, Pat?
Yes.
Okay. And when you had these children, did you ever have a tear from the vaginal area to the rectal area?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So that's called an episiotomy. Now, that guy is known to sedate kidney. Okay. So what we have to do, you're almost for sure, in order to get back your good bone metabolism, is take a couple of kidney complex per meal until you can Medibody Pack and clear the scar in the front of the body plus the episiotomy. You may also have issues with parathyroid. You could start with maybe 2 teaspoons of nano green tea and maybe 2 teaspoons of quinol, and that most of the time gets the parathyroid on. Now, what you should see, if you have a roll of pH paper, and you get something called pH Trio, and you just start bumping up the coral till you get a first morning urine pH that's 6.4 to 7.0. Once you get there, now you should start seeing your lips don't chab, your bones stop popping, you start to feel more flexible, everything's working the way it should. Okay? You can start this right away, but you're probably going to need a QRA practitioner to help you with the scars on the front of the body, to check your hands and feet, and to help you with this episiotomy if you want. The Ortoline can talk you through it, but you really need a little bit of help to check to be sure you did it right. Okay?
Okay. Now, I did speak with someone on the order line.
Oh, good.
And I have some of your products. And
good.
What they suggested was the bone and joint complex.
Oh, that's very, very important. That'll take you the next step because that's for sick bone, and that's, of course, what you've got. And I'm going to agree, bone and joint should be added.
Okay, and I have the aloe drink and the coral calcium.
That was the basic that I was going to start you with. I was going to start you like this to be sure that you're moving the pH. See, once you're moving the pH, then you add bone and joint. That's typically how I do it, okay?
Oh, afterwards.
Well, you can do them concurrent, But I usually wait a week or so and make sure the pH is coming so that when you take the bone and joint, you get your maximum nickel's worth.
Okay. Okay. Now I have Max B stress.
Excellent.
Well, I just received the order yesterday.
Yeah, well, Max B will give you more energy, and it will improve detoxification at the liver, which can reduce the load of junk that goes out to the connective tissue and the bone and the joints. Okay?
Okay. One more question.
All right.
I have a wart. Warts keep coming on my hand, on the back of my hand. Can you suggest something for
Yes, the wart is a virus, as you probably know, and it's telling you your immune system is not working well.
Okay.
So what I would do in this case is not work on the wart until we get the immune system back to track so you're not getting any new ones. And the way I would do that is if you see a QRA person, have them check your thymus. And if you can't do that just yet, I would get on some nucleotides because the nucleotides can help the recovery and strengthening of that hip and at the same time also provide the support nutritionally that the thymus needs, okay? And as a result, it should be able to even help maybe reduce the pain. So with all these things, what I would see then is that you could begin to maybe reduce the amount of Vicodin you need, okay?
Okay, all right.
Right.
So now, can you suggest the Curies?
When you call the order line, they can give you the name of two or three people in your area, okay?
Okay, all right, thank you so
You're welcome.
Much.
Bye now.